Those Muslims are taking over America, y'all.
This was one of the worst neighborhoods in America. Then came the mosques.
They're taking our violent, drug-infested, crime-ridden neighborhoods and making them safe again. Damn them Muslims.
Churches and their mosques now.
I'm not scared to come outside with my kid anymore.
This entire street was almost all abandoned houses, but now it's owned by all Muslim families.
That's unfortunately how some people are talking now. But before we jump into Raqqa News Report, I want you to imagine something. A neighborhood right here in America, so destroyed that parents are terrified to let their kids step outside. Abandoned homes, drug houses, prostitution, violence, a place everyone gave up on. And then the very people you were told to fear showed up. Those dangerous Muslims. I was watching this Raqqa News. They did a great job. Credit to them. And the documentary report starts off with a line that says it all. It says everything right here. Check this out.
This was one of the worst neighborhoods in America. Then came the mosques.
This was one of the worst neighborhoods in America. Then came the mosques. That's right. Then came, basically saying then came the Muslims. And what do the actual residents, the people that live there, have to say?
I'm not scared to come outside with my kid anymore.
Allow them to ride their bike till the sun goes down.
She said, I'm not scared to come outside with my kids anymore. Let me repeat that.
I'm not scared to come outside with my kid anymore.
Allow them to ride their bike till the sun goes down.
I'm not scared to come outside with my kids anymore. That one sentence tells the entire story. Done. Because when you have abandoned homes, drug houses, prostitute ring, gang hideouts, criminals basically running the neighborhood, you don't just lose buildings, homes, you lose people, families, hope. Kids get abused. Imagine what's happening in these abandoned homes. Communities turn into violent wasteland, as they were reporting. But instead of running from it, Muslims moved in.
And the area became a violent, largely vacant wasteland.
To this neighborhood, and even the local drunk, the person who basically, he's not a fan of the Muslims. He literally says, as much as I hate them, he's admitting, as much as I hate them, he said, I got to give them credit.
As much as I hate them, I give them credit.
He says, I got to give them credit because it's the Muslims, they fixed up the neighborhood. So for the Islam hater, would you have rather stayed the American nightmare or Americans? Muslim Americans are making it the American dream come to life again. The Raqqa News reports, money is coming in.
Today, money's coming in. Kids are playing outside and churches are becoming mosques.
Kids are playing outside. It is safe. It's safe. And yes, churches are becoming mosques. Why? Because those churches were not serving, taking care of the people. And as we saw in that social media experiment that just went viral,
British woman is now doing the baby formula scandal and has officially made it an international scandal because she has called over 30 churches and not a single one is willing to help her. In fact, she's been laughed at. She's been told to stop calling and begging. She has been hung up on just straight, oh, you're someone in need. Your 3-month-old is starving. Click. More than Nikhaley, the woman in America who was doing the baby formula test. She calls the mosques. I think I'm saying that right. More than one mosque is mosques. They are saying yes. Not only are they saying yes, they're not asking who she is. They're not asking if she's a member. They're not asking if she attends their mosque.
Muslims show up to take care of the poor, the hungry, the struggling. You don't have to be a part of the club. People are also finding truth in Islam, submission to the will of God. That's what Islam means. And Muslim is simply one who surrenders and submits to the one God. They don't want to worship a man. The message of Islam is very simple. Worship the creator, not his creation. Live a morally upright life. Worship the God of Jesus, not Jesus. Believe in original goodness. All those babies are born pure without any stain, stigma of sin. So Islam, it's Islam that's transforming those hoods.
We set out to understand how Islam is transforming Buffalo's hoods.
They even touched upon the interest, how Muslims avoid it.
They don't believe in usury. You know, like there's no loans taking out or interest. It's sin. They'll buy up massive swaths.
Because it destroys families, man. It destroys homes, lives. That's why Islam prohibits it. It's totally unjust. So while exploring Buffalo's most notorious area, this Raqqa News found Muslim immigrants in these old Catholic churches turned into mosques, masjids. And Islam is not destroying these neighborhoods. Islam is not destroying America. It's actually Islam bringing them back to life. The results are undeniable.
Five times a day.
You're from Burma.
Look at his grandfather here. Look at his grandfather. He's praying five times a day. That's devotion, man. That's peace and contentment. He's not trying to hurt nobody.
Five times.
People have lied to you. Made you fear the Muslims, the submitters to God. Made you think they're your enemy. But the question is, who's making the American dream happen? In this area specifically, it's the Muslims. It's the Muslims. Charlie Kirk would say,
allow them to ride their bike till the sun goes down. Send them to a good school. Have a low crime neighborhood.
American dream is kids playing outside until the sun goes down. Well, guess what?
The Muslim arrival has undeniably transformed the neighborhood. Decaying streets now have beautiful homes. Businesses are opening. And for the first time in years, kids can play safely outside.
Well, guess what? They couldn't do that until the Muslims showed up. And you get freaked out. It's these churches, they become houses of worship again. These abandoned churches. This time to the pure, absolute monotheism. Places of prostration. That's what a masjid means. It's the place of making sajda, a prostration. The same way that Jesus prayed and made prostration. And look up in the Bible, Matthew 26:39. It says, and he, Jesus, fell on his face. And who did he pray to? Himself? No, he prayed to the one God. That's who Muslims are praying to, the God of Jesus, not to Jesus. And this is exactly what they're doing in these masajid, these masjids. They're praying exactly the same way Jesus did, to the same creator that Jesus prayed to. And that's what a masjid is. It's a house of God, a house of prostration. They went on to say the Muslim's arrival has undeniably transformed the neighborhood.
Decaying streets now have beautiful homes. Businesses are opening. And for the first time in years, kids can play safely outside.
These were decaying streets. Now they got beautiful homes on the block.
You notice some of these houses down here have are beautiful.
A lot of the houses with the gardens and stuff are Arabians and Pakistanis and stuff like that. But they're nice. They're quiet. There's no police action anymore. White lady, she's one of my best friends now.
Businesses are opening. Kids playing outside safely for the first time in years, residents say. It went from the American nightmare to the American dream. And it's the Muslims that made it happen. Those who have submitted to the will of God. That's what a Muslim is. He could be white, Italian, Polish, doesn't matter. Doesn't have no colors. Just one who has submitted to the will of God. And the media won't tell you that. Not going to show you that. So we're bringing it to you here at the Dean Show. Subscribe right now if you have not already, so you don't miss important programs like this. Again, the residents are saying, I'm not scared to come outside with my kids anymore. That says it all. She said 2 years ago, she would have been terrified to go outside. Would you rather have her go back to that?
I'm not scared to come outside with my kids no more.
Two years ago,
I would have been like,
now. What do you want these people to go back to that American nightmare instead of the right now what she's living, the American dream? Kids playing out safe until the sun goes down. Why you keep pushing this fear mongering?
And they plan to build an entire city of Muslims, but not to be governed by the United States and our laws, but to be governed by Sharia law.
Demonization of Muslims, hate of Muslims.
If y'all don't remember. Remember in the Middle East, you look over there now and women can't even be outside.
The residents go on to say, they're nice. They're quiet. No police action anymore. Wouldn't you like a nice, peaceful neighbor next to you who's not blasting the music all day and night? You're not going to have that problem. Muslims not going to come over and covet your wife, steal anything from you. Quiet, peaceful. That's your Muslim neighbor. You got people testifying to that. The lady next door, she says, my Muslim neighbor is one of my best friends now. Why don't you just meet a Muslim, man, instead of spreading this hate that's going to give you cancers, rotting your soul and your heart. The Rock of News asked the people.
How are they? They get along well in the community?
Yeah, they get along well. I mean, you know, they're the ones that's really, really helping us bring this community back. Because they buy all the houses, you know what I'm saying? And then they give people jobs, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, we get along with them.
The guy says on the block, of course, yes, they're the ones, the Muslims, they're the ones bringing the community back, giving people jobs, bringing it back to life. People are bringing back the American dream while the taxpayer money is going to their bestie overseas to fund these endless wars. Billions spent, just yearly, billions spent. All that money could have been sent here to fix these American neighborhoods. But it's Muslims who are investing in America, rebuilding America. And you're still going to call them the enemy of America? Are you out of your mind? For decades, there was a call to fix these areas, to fix this up. Nothing happened. Now go over there and ask the people living there right now if they're happy that Muslims came so their kids can play outside safely. As the lady, as they testifying, the residents, that they couldn't do that before.
I feel like this is a place that they are well connected to. The playground over here is open to everyone. It's not just the Muslims. In fact, I would say the African Americans in this community would probably use it almost the same amount as the Muslim, more, if not more.
Over here he says the mosque, it's a playground, it's open to everyone. They feed everyone. The Muslims don't leave their neighbors hungry.
When we cook, we try and feed everyone constantly. We welcome the community. And for that reason, that's why so many people, they come and embrace Islam because of that. We also try to give back to the community. All the works that you see over here is all done by the youth over here.
They go on to say these mosques became a community center for Muslims and non-Muslims.
This mosque had become a community center, serving Muslims and non-Muslims alike.
And check this one out. In the basement, there's no bomb-making factories. Literally, they're playing jiu-jitsu, basketball.
In the basement, neighborhood kids are practicing jiu-jitsu.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wow, what is this, a wrestling?
I think it's jiu-jitsu.
Look what the youth have to say.
Jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Yeah, it's a mosque, exactly. But it's also a community center in a sense where, like, people come here to play. There's a full basketball court. Everybody in the entire community uses it.
Come in peace and learn. Learn about Islam. Learn about the Muslims.
What do you think they should know about the faith and about what you guys believe?
They're welcome to. It's welcoming.
Welcoming in peace.
Don't come over here provoking. Don't come over here harassing like they just did in Dearborn, Michigan. They're looking to take a snapshot, set the bait, trying to burn the Quran and antagonize and provoke and spreading that hate. Or you got Muslims here cleaning it up, making the area safer, making the neighborhoods peaceful, and these people coming and disrupting the peace, man.
Yeah, whoever wants to come and learn is open.
It's a lot of times it's portrayed wrong online, how like Islam is, and it's like, it's more than what it is online. It's more, it's just brotherhood. Everybody's welcome, you know, show love and respect to each other.
You see the basketball court filled. Yeah. African-American, white, whatever. Everybody's playing the basketball game together. So, like, they don't even, like, think like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's unbelievable. And this report really says it all. Everything was left to rot. For years, people begged for help. And who answered? And Muslims answered that call.
The churches and the neighborhood have been abandoned and left to rot. For years, people had called on someone to turn around these neglected swaths of East Buffalo. Today, that's exactly what Muslims and immigrants are doing.
They did a great job reporting on this. This really needs to be heard, man. This needs to counter the fear-mongering, the Islam haters. You're going to see it with your own eyes here with this report. That violent wasteland, drug-infested streets, criminals, gangs controlled the neighborhoods. They were abandoned, violent wasteland. And what? Brought back to life by who? By the Muslims, making it safe, clean, is working, is thriving, giving people jobs, keeps playing safely outside, businesses open, flourishing, money coming back into the neighborhood. It's the American dream restored. And why? Because Muslims worship one God. This is the core, because Muslims, because of their faith. I always reiterate this, that pure monotheism, worshiping the God of Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the last and final measure of Prophet Muhammad. This is that those teachings. And that this faith, this religion, this way of life commands us to serve humanity, not to worship creation, not to spread hate and corruption in the society, but to uplift, to build, to protect, and to give. You can keep believing the lies.
They can't work. They can't shop alone. They don't have money. Complete and total oppression and depression right now under what? Sharia law.
The fear mongers.
And if you think for one second they're not going to try and impose those laws on Americans that live in that area or surround that area, you must be crazy.
The hate provocateurs, and you can stay spiritually asleep, or you can wake up after listening to this, looking at the evidence with your own eyes, and recognize that the people you were told to fear are helping rebuild America, rebuilding the American dream. Don't let that hate, my friends, rot your heart. That'll cause you cancer eventually from all that stress because it's not doing you any good. Don't let the propaganda poison your mind. I invite you to look into Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation, because it's from God. It's from the creator. When you fight against it, you're just fighting against your creator, against God, against yourself. You know, talk with an educated Muslim. Visit a mosque and accept this gift from me to you. Go to thedeanshow.com. I'll get you a free copy of the Quran. We want you to read it. People throwing out verses out of context, telling you this and that, that Islam is all of these things that it's not. So look into it for yourself. And again, much credit to Raqqa News. Check out that documentary they put together. Tune in here. Do not forget to subscribe so you don't miss programs like this one. Hit the notification bell and get this video out. Every time you see somebody complaining about Muslims coming in to take over America and all that other nonsense, send them this video. Let them see for themselves. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.